Residents in North Brisbane have a range of views on the federal budget, aimed at addressing cost of living, housing affordability and productivity. It resonates for this 20-year-old nursing student.
Growing up with the constant inflation and everything like that, we do start to wonder how we're going to afford housing and things like that in the future.
But she and her 20-year-old friend who's studying occupational therapy are unsure whether winding back property tax breaks will make it easier to get into the market.
When you move out and you want to start a life and you want to get that independence, which I think by the time you're 20 everyone wants to do, your rent's so high that you're not even able to save for that house.
The government hopes the negative gearing and capital gains tax changes, along with money for infrastructure for housing developments, will help 75,000 more Australians buy their first home. Such measures are broadly supported by 61-year-old Julianne, who works in a newsagent, but feels they won't help her.
It won't really affect me because I don't have enough money to actually purchase my own property. And I'm in that terrible rental cycle.
The Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the net effect of his reforms will put downward pressure on rents. Wage earners like Julianne will receive a $250 tax offset and $1,000 instant tax deduction, along with the income tax cuts.
That's certainly going to be of assistance, but there needs to be more tax breaks on lower income workers that actually have a job.
54-year-old Rob works in the building industry and he doesn't think the changes to property taxes and trusts are fair.
Taxing people because they've been fortunate enough to earn money and invest it and so forth seems like a penalty to those who have worked hard enough to get the money.
Instead, he thinks broadening and increasing the GST would be fairer.
I support any money being spent on housing. But the biggest issue with housing prices in Australia is not the cost of materials, it's cost of people, cost of the trades. There aren't enough of them.
He supports more skilled migrants, something the government is aiming for with $85 million to speed up assessments and accelerate occupational licensing for thousands more overseas tradies.